concerning those men who served under the old covenant as priests, the requirement is described here as the basis of a legal requirement concerning bodily descent. The New American Standard reads, a law of physical requirement. The writer is simply referring to a well-known fact in the Old Testament that priests under the Old Covenant had to come from the tribe of Levi and from the family of Aaron. That was the physical requirement that the law demanded. It was the fleshly commandment that God Himself had instituted. If you don't have the family blood of Levi in your veins, you can't be a priest serving God. But in contrast to that, consider the requirement for this new high priest under the new covenant. It is the power of an indestructible life. Now, what does the writer mean by the power of an indestructible life? And how do we understand that as applying to the Lord Jesus? Well, think about the words themselves. The language used here refers to something that cannot be destroyed. And so the conclusion is that if such a life cannot be destroyed, it is endless. And if this life cannot be destroyed, there must evidently be a great power associated with it. We can perhaps better understand the phrase by simply thinking about our common human experience. When you go to visit someone who is in the hospital because of sickness or disease, what's the underlying issue? Well, it's a lack of power. They have been overpowered by a virus or some disease, maybe something like cancer. And the testimony of the funeral home only amplifies the problem. Why do people die? Well, from a human perspective, it's because of a lack of power. Their systems have been overwhelmed by disease or sickness. Their organs have lost strength to be able to continue on. Now that's our normal human experience. We lack power, and so our lives are not endless. They will be destroyed. And so if someone has a life that is indestructible, nothing can destroy it. There must be great power there. Now we have to ask how those words apply to our Lord Jesus. He is the one being described here. He is the one with an indestructible life. He is the one who has such power. What is the writer pointing to? Well, I think we would immediately think about the resurrection. We know that our Savior was brought to this terrible ordeal of suffering and death. We think about it week by week at the table. Those people who surrounded Jesus made him suffer physically and emotionally as they accused him of wicked things and degraded him in such awful ways. They beat him on the face. They lashed his back with whips. They nailed him to the cross. And he died there at Calvary and was placed in Joseph's tomb. But they couldn't destroy him. Death couldn't keep its control over him, because on the third day he arose with glorious life, and we're told in the scriptures he's alive forevermore, even right now, at the right hand of God. Now that is a wonderful testimony to an endless life. That is a life that cannot be destroyed. But there must be more to it than that. For when we survey the entirety of Jesus' life, there is a continual testimony that his life could not be destroyed. We can go all the way back to the time of his birth and think about Herod's attempt to kill him when he was just a baby and how he was thwarted in trying to do that. And then if you speed fast forward to the public ministry of our Lord Jesus, how many times did they try to kill him during the course of his ministry? when he was at Nazareth at the beginning of his public ministry, and they got so mad at him that they took him outside of the city to the cliff and they were going to throw him off. And he walked right through the midst of them and went on his way. Or the time in John 8 when he was teaching in the temple courts and he made the bold confession that he was God, the great I Am who existed before Abraham. And they got so angry and accused him of blasphemy and they picked up stones to try and kill him. And he walked right through their midst and went on his way. It all points to the power of an indestructible life. No matter what they did, they couldn't end his life. And it was not until he chose to that he laid his life down in death. Surely the writer wants to think of the mystery of his person. Jesus was a true man through and through, except for sin. But he was also God, and as God he possessed infinite life. In him, as we'll see in Colossians, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. He is the great I Am, the God of independent existence who needs nothing outside of himself. He's the Word made flesh who created all the worlds. And so, in that mysterious union of his person, God and man joined in one, lies this power of an indestructible life. Who in the line of Aaron could begin to compare with such a person? It's a glowing recommendation for Jesus to be the high priest of the new covenant. So this is the contrast the writer presents us here in terms of requirement for office. Now, secondly, why does this make the Lord Jesus a better priest? Why does this make the Lord Jesus a better priest? Now, there's many answers to that question, but the most obvious one is this. He never dies. And so he carries on his priestly ministry without interruption. He has made a sacrifice for all time by his death on the cross, and now he continues his priestly intercession at the throne of God. He's never going to fail us. But the problem with the priests of the old covenant, at least one of the problems, was they kept dying. They were sinful men, and so they died. And maybe you can picture yourself living in the days of the old covenant and establishing a relationship with a priest and perhaps feeling somewhat drawn close to him. And maybe you recognized he did a really good job representing you before God and presenting your sacrifices at the temple. But then he would die and be gone. And another priest would have to fill his shoes. And you would have to start all over again and get used to him. And the writer wants to tell us that will never happen with the Lord Jesus. He's the friend who sticks closer than a brother. He's the God who has promised, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He is the priest who's always interceding for us at the right hand of God. And because he has the power of an endless life, his ministry to us will never change. It will never be taken away. Now the writer summarizes this point here in verses 23 to 25. The former priests were many in number because they were prevented by death from continuing in office. But he holds his priesthood permanently because he continues forever. Consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. The writer is simply telling us Jesus is indestructible in his life, his priesthood is never going to end, and so therefore, our salvation is secure in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is able to save to the uttermost because he ever lives. What a glorious priest! Having laid down his life for us, now he continues to assure our perseverance by his ongoing ministry in heaven. Nothing can stop that. Jesus can never be destroyed. He will not quit his priestly work until he has brought every one of his people safely home at last. That's the power of an endless life, an indestructible life. And when you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, it's the power of that life that will bring you to heaven. In other words, you're safe in Jesus. He came into this world to die, to provide a sacrifice for us, so that we could be forgiven and brought to God. Death couldn't keep its hold on him. He's alive again. He lives forevermore. And his determination in his present life is, he's going to get us to heaven. What a confidence we ought to have in the Lord Jesus. He died, as we'll remember at the table, to assure our salvation, to pay all of our debt, to remove the wrath of God that was against us. And now he lives in heaven. He's interceding. He's praying. And we're going to make it because of him. And so let's come to this table this afternoon. And while we remember the death of Jesus, let's rejoice that he had the power of an indestructible life. Death could not bring an end to him.